the things that we accomplish, the way we treat others, and the way we express love to those who have given us to love. And may we find joy in your presence this day and weekend as we find ourselves in our community as a faith, singing your praise and commending our prayers before you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Pastor, this is Ms. Kenny.
Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Keaveney, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Pergeson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
The quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, seventh day, Wednesday, January 20th, 2010.
Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with, and the same being approved, though have been fully read.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion and shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. Senator from Buchanan.
Inquiry of the chair.
State your inquiry, Senator.
Will you ascertain for me, I believe my information is correct, but I think this is Reverend Gauck's birthday today. Will you find out if that is indeed the case?
He is nodding in the affirmative.
Okay. So I know you would want to join in me in welcoming.
We are delighted to wish Pastor Gauck a happy birthday. The Senator from the 14th.
Introduction of special guests. Oh, I guess we are. Mr. President, on my right and your left, I would like the body to make Caressa Turner my intern for this session. She is a graduating senior from Lincoln University, majoring in English literature. I'd like the body to make her feel
We're
very
delighted
welcome.
To have the guest intern of the Senator from the 14th. Let's welcome her. Further introductions. Senator from Cole.
Thank you. On my left, joining us today from Fort Myers, Florida, we all know Carol Newton from the office behind us, is her pride and joy, Mr. Cross Newton, her 23-year-old grandson, and his mother, Jody Newton. So I would like the body to make
23-year-old.
23-month-old.
Is that, I was going to say, is the 23-year-old standing on the sofa?
You know, I'm not going to go there, Mr. President.
23-month-old.
Thank you.
And his name and his
Cross.
And his mother's name is
Jody.
Let's all welcome these very special guests. Carol, please stand up. Stand up. Introductions. Senator from Stoddard.
President. On my right and on your left here in the lower gallery, I have with me this morning my intern. She is a student at the University of Missouri. She grew up in Kennett, Missouri, and that's where she makes her home. And I'd like to introduce to the body Sally McVeigh.
We're delighted to welcome the guest of the senator from Stoddard, his intern, Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce it's more of an announcement, but we'll do it by way of introduction. Today, our somewhere near today is the senator from Greene's birthday, from Greene County's birthday. And I wanted to tell my colleagues that she walked in today, and I love to visit with her in the mornings. If you ever want to get some encouragement, just talk to the senator from Greene County in the morning. She stood here, and I said, I'll never forget the day you came in and you put your hands flat against the floor with your legs completely straight. She said, I can do that right now. And she bent over and touched the floor with high heels on. Now, I don't know how old the senator from Greene is, and that's not really important. We're not going to talk about that. But I put out this challenge. I wonder how many members of this body can match that accomplishment. Legs completely straight and touching the floor. The senator from Greene is obviously our elegant and ever-prepared colleague, and I would ask my colleagues to join me in wishing her a happy birthday.
We all wish the senator from Greene a happy birthday. Senator from Greene, do you have...
If I were still celebrating my birthday, which I'm not, it would be actually today, on the 21st. So since we have some celebration treats outside my office, I'm going to celebrate the birthday of the first birthday when I came into the Senate in 2002. That'll give me 8 years at least.
Okay.
To help out. And I have a bit of an emergency announcement, if I might, Mr. President. We have Lindsay's gourmet miniature cupcakes for my birthday celebration, and they're going very, very fast. So if you want one, you'd better get out there and get it. Thank you.
Don't miss the cupcakes. May the chair inquire of you, Senator. What flavors do we have to choose from?
White, yellow, chocolate, and red velvet.
Thank you, Senator. We are on the order of business of introductions. Actually, the chair has an introduction. I would like to introduce to the body my intern, sophomore at the University of Missouri from Lebanon, Missouri, Gwen Cuney, studying communications. Gwen? Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 15th.
I have a concurrent resolution.
Senate Farmer, carry. Care to explain, Senator?
Mr. President, it is a concurrent resolution asking the World War I Museum in Kansas City be designated as the National World War I Museum, and has the being co-sponsored by the Kansas City delegation. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. It will be printed in the journal. Senator from, we're on a concurrent resolution. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 11th.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Send your bills forward.
Do you need both of them?
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 807, introduced by Senator Callahan, an act relating to orders of protection.
Senator?
Mr. President, briefly, this would lessen the court docket by making a procedural change.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 808, introduced by Senator Callahan, an act relating to public administrators.
This requires educational training for public administrators, and that's it.
Senator from Lawrence.
President, I have two bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Okay, do it first. Goodman, and who is the Schmidt. Senate Joint Resolution 34, introduced by Senators Goodman and Schmidt, an act relating to state sovereignty.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a joint resolution that would go to a vote of the people, changing the Constitution of Missouri to provide that in the event that the governor states by executive order, the General Assembly states by joint action, or the people of Missouri state by passing an initiative action that they find the federal government has overstepped its bounds by the 10th Amendment evaluation, then the Attorney General is directed to file suit challenging that action.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 809, introduced by Senator Goodman, an act relating to the MoHealthNet Division's authority to collect from third-party payers.
No explanation, Mr. President.
Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills.
Send your bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Joint Resolution 35, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to the Common Sense Obligation to Provide Accountability and Spending Stabilization Act.
Senator.
Restraint to this institution.
Read the second bill.
Senate Joint Resolution 36, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to compensation of public officials.
Trying to reverse the poor public policy of constitutionally mandated pay raises for this institution.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 810, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to fireworks.
Senator.
After the first two, I figured the third would be fireworks. No, just kidding. The fire marshal needs updates to bring us into an alignment with federal regulations, and that's what this would do.
Senator from the fourth.
And I have a bill.
Send your bill forward. Send the bill sent forward by maybe the youngest page we've ever had. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 811, introduced by Senators Kevany and Schumeyer, an act relating to unsecured loans of $500 or less.
Senator.
Just places additional restrictions on the issuance of the loans.
You just have one. Senator from 15th.
I have a bill.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 812, introduced by Senator Schmidt, an act relating to special license plates.
Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Read the bill. Read the thick bill.
Senate Bill 813, introduced by Senator Griesheimer, an act relating to the development of Missouri business.
Senator.
Read first.
Senator from the 10th.
Mr. President, I have a bill.
Send it forward, Senator. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 814, introduced by Senators Justice and Kevany, an act relating to assault of an employee of a mass transit system while in the scope of his or her duties.
Senator.
Mr. President, we actually passed this overwhelmingly out of both chambers last year. Unfortunately, it was vetoed due to some minor language problems. We fixed those and hope we can get it out again this year.
Senator from the 8th.
I'd like to send one bill forward, Mr. President.
Send your bill forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 815, introduced by Senator Bartle, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Mr. President, by way of explanation, this is a bill that proposes three simple but very important changes to the way we do public school in the state of Missouri. One thing that I've discovered is across the political spectrum is there's dissatisfaction with the results that we are getting overall statewide from our public schools. There's dramatically different opinions about how to address that. Many believe that the way to do it is with school choice and vouchers or tax credits or whatever, so that there's more robust competition. That is a politically a very heavy lift because it's such a dramatic change. So I've spent a lot of time in the last 2 years reading and trying to understand what are some meaningful reforms that we can do within the public school umbrella in order to get better outcomes. And there's some good study, bipartisan study, about some changes that we can make within the public school structure that I think are politically possible. This bill has is a stool that has three legs. It begins with merit teacher compensation. I know that's not an uncontroversial idea, but it is absolutely silly that we pay the teacher who is putting in 10 hours a day the same thing we pay the teacher who's getting there a little late and leaving as soon as the last bell rings and doing barely anything. It is absolute folly. It ignores human nature. You can't pay people the same thing and expect the super performers to keep performing at the highest level. So this bill would allow school districts to have merit-based compensation systems. It also allows our schools to go to a year-round calendar. We know the studies tell us that children lose so much over the summer, especially the younger kids. Now, rich kids don't lose as much over the summer, so our school calendar has a disproportionately hard impact on lower socioeconomic children, and it's silly. It can easily be remedied. We don't have to go to school more days in the year. We just have to make sure that we don't have a three-month break in the middle of the year. This would allow local school districts to opt for a year-round calendar if they wanted. And the final leg of the stool is this, and I think it's a very important one. We, for decades, have started kindergartners at 5 or 6 years old, and we start them in August. It is possible on that first day of kindergarten that half of the class, or that the youngest member of that class, is 20% younger than the oldest member of that class. Because at 5 years of age, you haven't lived very long. So a month, or 2 months, or 5 months mean a lot when you're 5 years old. Studies have shown that children that are started, that are at the youngest part of the class, that are born in May or June, are at a disadvantage, and that disadvantage carries over to following years. It's possible that we have third graders who feel like they're stupid, because from the very beginning they were behind because they were 20% younger than the oldest kids in the class. It's silly. There's an easy way to address it. We just need to think outside the box. We need to start kindergarten twice. We need to start it in August, and we need to start it again in February. We can do that. It's possible to do that if we're willing to get out of our traditional thinking. But this would allow local school districts to go to a calendar which would have children starting at two different times, so we would remove the inherent disadvantage that we have in our system that punishes children who have the misfortune of being born March, April, May, or June. So I'm hopeful that this, at least my colleagues in the Education Committee, will give this a hearing and let us debate these issues. I'm not under any illusions that we're going to get this passed, or this entire package passed this year. But I do hope that we will all not just give up on this, on the most intractable problems facing our school systems, that we will say, hey, what can we do together that's politically possible and will have a high yield and a high impact? This is a suggestion. And so I hope we will debate the issue this year. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Senate Joint Resolution 37, offered by Senator Ridgeway, an act relating to the revenue neutral replacement of all taxes on income with an amended sales and use tax.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this would give the people an opportunity to vote to get rid of once and for all Missouri's income tax and replace it with a much less complicated system of a statewide sales tax. It's high time that we had a full debate on this and hopefully send it to the people. And by ending our income tax could well be the best economic development tool that this state's ever seen. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, introduction of special guest, if I may.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you. Hey, Mr. President, on my right and your left, I have with us a special guest. It's my niece. And I had to ask her last name. She's recently been married. Janet Ratliff is how I know her, but Janet Ratliff Phillips. And she knows, she loves the friendly confines of Missouri. She's all the way back from, like, Coffeyville, Kansas. And it's important, it just highlights the importance of family. She is actually back here watching her sister's children while her sister is on vacation in Hawaii. So she is a dutiful sister, a great niece, and I'm happy to have her. And if the body would make her feel welcome, I'd be very
delighted to welcome the guest of the Senator from Monroe. Senator from St. Francis. Resolutions.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move to take up Senate Resolution 1400 up for adoption.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is one I introduced yesterday, the one that we have to do every session to authorize our staff. And I told you the differences. There's only a couple differences from the year before. No additional staff, anything like that. But we have to authorize it. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any
questions. Any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are the opinion that motion prevails, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator.
Could you recognize the senator from Buchanan for, I think he has some referrals or referrals or something like that, and then we're going to go to reports of standing committees after that.
Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. With the consent of the committee chairman, will you re-refer Senate Bill 736 from Ways and Means to local government, re-refer Senate Bill 721 from General Laws to Small Business, re-refer Senate Bill 587 from General Laws to Judiciary.
They shall be so referred. Senator from the third.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, could we go to the reports of standing committees?
Reports of standing committees. Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a report of your gubernatorial appointments committee.
Send it forward.
Would like to send that forward. Would ask for unanimous consent of the waiver of the reading. This is...
It has been distributed, Senator.
It has been distributed. There are two that are not in here, which would be Phil Smith for the Administrative Hearing Commission and Bill Ransdell for the State Tax Commission. Those are not in this package. Would also ask unanimous consent that the committee report be approved in one motion, and I would make the motion for the adoption of the committee report.
Does any senator object to considering them in one motion?
Reserving my right, Jack, I ask to inquire the senator from Buchanan.
Does the senator yield for inquiry.
You inquire to me?
Yes.
I yield.
You yield, you may inquire.
Thank you very much, Senator. I just wanted to be clear, because what has been distributed on the desks of the senators actually includes the individuals of Phil Smith and Billy Ransdell. Your motion is basically taking this list that is distributed, removing those two names to the side.
I did not send those reports.
Oh, okay.
I have those in my hand.
Okay. All right. All I've got what was distributed on our desk, right. So I don't have that. So okay. Technically what is before the body at this point,
that
and what
list,
you have...
with the exception of okay. Bill Ransdell and Phil Smith.
Fair enough. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Senator.
Does any senator object to considering them in one motion? Seeing none, that is how we will proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I move for the adoption
senator
of the committee report.
Move the adoption of the committee report confirming all the nominees. Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the committee report. As many as are of the opinion that shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The committee report is adopted, confirming the nominees. You're on the order of business of committee reports. Senator from Buchanan.
I have a report from your gubernatorial appointments committee.
Send it forward.
I would ask that it be read.
We will read the committee report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments, to which was referred the following appointment. Philip G. Smith, 215 North 3rd Street, Louisiana, Pike County, Missouri, 63353, as a member of the Administrative Hearing Commission for a term ending June 22, 2015, and until his successor is duly appointed and qualified. Vice Douglas Ullman resigned. Begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate do give its advice and consent to said appointment. Respectfully, Senator Shields, Chairman.
I'll seek recognition.
Mr. President, I move that the committee report be adopted and that the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointment of Philip Smith to Administrative Hearing Commission.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire the senator from
Monroe.
Where are you from? Monroe.
Does the senator yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate the inquiry. It's my understanding that this individual lives in the Senate district that you represent. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think you probably full well know the procedure we have, that we all bring these before Gubernatorial Appointments Committee. That committee takes a vote, sends this list to that, and we've in recent years done it all at once, if you will.
Right.
And if one of us has an objective, which is your right, you object, that's pulled off, and then the sponsoring senator, if they choose, will stand up and make this motion that we accept or move on this. And so
and
we're following standard procedure.
Sure. And my understanding is that this individual lives in your Senate district.
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay, because my understanding is that the first part of November, he was appointed to an administrative hearing office. Now, those hearings occur in Cole County and in Jeff City. So does he live in Jeff City, or does he live in your district, or is he even doing this job right now as an administrative hearing? Because he said he was doing the job as an administrative hearing office.
Senator, I'm not sure.
Okay.
On any of the counts.
Okay.
I mean, I'm well sure that his established residency would be within my district.
Right.
Otherwise, the senator from Cole would have been handed this obligation if his residency had been established here in Cole County. However, if residency, you know, it's kind of like running a race, you know, he may be like me, have a home up there and then an apartment that he stays in.
Sure.
That he rents here. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's what I was asking is if you had any inquiry on where
I will tell you one thing I'm sure of. He does not rent a place and live with me.
I understand that. But I just didn't know if you, during your sponsorship of this, had any inquiry as to where this individual was actually residing, because as an administrative hearing officer, those hearings take place
here.
Here.
Right. Well, I mean, As an elected official, I live at home and all my work.
I just didn't know if you should be the sponsoring senator or the senator from Cole should be the sponsoring senator. And I don't know if you're privy to any of those discussions on who should actually be the sponsoring senator.
You know, I would presume it should be me because that's where his residency has been established.
Okay, that's where, as you understand it, he's a registered voter. His driver's license says that that's where his residency is.
I don't know, Senator. You're asking me questions that
If you don't know the answer, that's fine.
I'm just telling you.
I don't know the answer.
I haven't recently looked at the driver's license or
whatever. I just didn't know if you were party to any of those conversations.
I probably could have been if I'd asked, but I didn't. I have not asked.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we all I think have people we sponsor.
I totally understand that, Senator, and I appreciate the inquiry. And I don't want to belabor you or make you stand up any longer, so I'll let you go ahead and sit.
Thanks, Senator.
Mr. President.
Senator from CAPE, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To inquire the Senator from Buchanan.
Senator Buchanan, do you yield?
I do.
You yield to proceed, please.
Thank you, Senator, for yielding. Oftentimes, we have the opportunity to appoint people that we've served with. Whether it be in the House or in the Senate for different positions that are out there. This individual is, Phil Smith, is up for an administrating hearing commission. In essence, this individual would be a quasi-judicial officer, somebody that's charged to look impartially at disputes and call balls or strikes as an umpire. My understanding is that you served in the House before you came over to the Senate, is that correct?
Yes.
And like me, you are what Senator Caskey called a reptor, a representative senator.
Not a pure senator.
Not a pure senator like, say, the senator from
the
11th or anywhere else where they are able to do that. But as a reptor, I think that gives us unique perspectives because we serve in the lower house, in the lower body, where you have 163 individuals. My understanding is that you had the opportunity to serve in the House with then Representative Phil Smith. And I just wanted to know if you had any thoughts about, that time of service or what your capacity as a minority member of the House was during that.
Well, let me say this, and I'll try to say this as gently as possible, okay? When I spent 12 years in the House, the entire 12 years were in the minority, okay? And there were members of the majority party that I always said that if I was ever in the majority, that the way they carried themselves, the way they ran their committees, the fairness by which they treated everybody in that body, that would be the standard by which I would try to emulate. Okay, and I'm not saying I have emulated that, but I mean, I sort of set that as the standard. And I'll give you some names that you'll recognize. You may not put, you may not agree with this, but a great one was the former senator from Jefferson, Steve Stoll. Mm-hmm. Okay, I served on, when Steve was the chairman of the Education Committee, treated everybody with absolute fairness, he was just a great chairman. I can still consider him here a dear friend today. Another one would be the current senator from the 13th. I served on the budget committee. I can never ever remember a time when motions were not accepted from minority members in the budget. We were part of the process. We worked it out. Difficult, challenging budgets in that office. Dick Franklin's another one.
I remember. Yeah.
I served
former budget chair.
Dick Franklin.
Superintendent.
Sat with him on conference committees on budget when some of the people in this body
didn't want to hear from the minority. They didn't want to hear from House members anyway. They really didn't want to hear from the minority members of the House on the conference committee on the budget.
Right.
I mean, you're just supposed to sit there and not say a word. And Dick always made sure that voice was heard.
Sure.
And another one, I could just mention names and names. There's another one serving over there right now.
Absolutely.
Chris Kelly.
Sure.
Yeah, I serve with Chris. Was on budget, same deal. Him and I don't agree on much, but he was, you know, fair, and you know, I consider him an honorable person, things like that. The only thing I would tell you is that the two I held out, while I support them, because I don't know that my level of concern raises the level of not support them, but I would also be very honest, they do not fit in the same category of the folks that I just mentioned.
Right.
In terms of how they carried themselves in that body. Now, you've said to me,
I would not expect this body to confirm me to a quasi-judicial office if it was dominated by Democrats. It is almost like, and I've had conversations with these individuals, that because they were former legislators, they believe that they're entitled to these $100,000 a year jobs. Whenever a governor of their party rolls around, instead of looking at who is the best qualified individual, we focus on where our connected whatevers are. And in my opinion, I too concur that there are members that I have served with in the minority that are out there that I have seen when the cameras aren't rolling, when the questions aren't occurring, where reporters are present, their actions. It's sort of like what they say, you're really going to find out the character when no one's looking. And where I would feel comfortable, somebody sitting in a quasi-judicial capacity to call balls and strikes fairly and independently, this individual does not fall in that category for me. I did not fall in that category when I served in the House. Believe me, I served in a partisan majority leader capacity. I would not expect Rick Johnson, who was the minority leader at the time, to sponsor me to anything. I would not expect Paul Lavoda to sponsor me to anything. I did not work with those individuals. I had a clear objective to move on a partisan basis our agenda as Republicans in the House. This individual had the same tone and demeanor within his capacity as a chairman in my service in the House. And there is no way I would believe I should be confirmed to this office, and there's no way that I believe this individual should be confirmed to this office. So that's kind of what I told you about where I see things.
And I understand. And I just wanted, like I said, I tried to approach that fairly sensitive,
sure.
But
yeah.
I also will say this. I mean, there are my former colleagues of the other party that we have confirmed.
That
multiple,
I have supported.
That we have confirmed. I just want to make it clear.
Yeah,
it's not
me too.
Just
me too.
By whatever letter you put in the front of your name.
But there are also people that have been rejected, either because they live in districts that senators could not, that they couldn't get their senators to sponsor. Make no mistake, the next person we're going to talk about, Billy Ransdell, Jim Kreider wanted this slot. Jim Kreider couldn't get sponsored. So, you know, whether it happens through there, Temperini wants to get on the Missouri Development Finance Board. Temperini is not going to make it on the Missouri Development Finance Board through a confirmation process. It doesn't really matter where it occurs. Sometimes it occurs in committee, sometimes it occurs with the sponsoring senator, sometimes it occurs on this floor, but it happens. Yeah, if you want to do unanimous consent, and then I will check that I still have the floor.
For what purpose does the senator from the 8th rise?
I am seeking unanimous consent of the body to introduce some special guests. And I, Mr. President, it's not my intention to take the floor away from or to do anything here. I understand that when the senator from Cape, if he accedes to my doing this, he is giving up the floor, but I think he's doing so with the understanding that there's not going to be any closure, and he wants to continue his debate.
Seeing no objection, please proceed with your introduction.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my left and your right, Mr. President, we have seated here some of the deans of the dental practice in the state of Missouri. And I know that some of my colleagues have other introductions and introductions that they'd like to make to the body, and also we'd like an opportunity to give some certifications to these deans of the dental practice. I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Donald Meyer. If Donald Meyer will stand up. Dr. Meyer went to the University of Missouri School of Dentistry. He has attained fellowship status with the Institute for Advanced Laser Dentistry. He has 6 children and 11 grandchildren, and he has been a member of the Missouri Dental Board for over 50 years. And so I would ask my colleagues in thanking Dr. Meyer for his service to the people of the state of Missouri.
Would the Senate please welcome Dr. Meyer and thank him for his service to the state of Missouri. Senator from the 8th.
Thank you, Dr. Meyer. I would also like to introduce Dr. Robert McCollum. Dr. McCollum is a graduate of our dental school in Kansas City, the UMKC School of Dentistry. He graduated in 1954 and in 1957 with a degree in oral surgery. He has 4 children, 3 grandchildren. He, too, has served on the Missouri Dental Board for over 50 years. And everybody in this body understands that right now we have a bit of a crisis in our state. Everything gets called a crisis, but we don't have enough dentists. And we have a lot of dentists who are retiring, have reached that stage in their career when it's time to retire, and we don't have enough spots in dental schools to fill their place. But these are some of the true deans of the dental practice in the state of Missouri. And then I'd like to introduce one more person, and that's Harriet Morris, who is celebrating 50 years as a licensed dental hygienist. Ms. Morris was the first president of the Kansas City Dental Hygienist Association. She has a son and 3 grandchildren. Thank you to both of these folks for their service to the state of Missouri.
With the Senate, welcome Dr. McComb and Ms. Morris.
And Mr. President, at the conclusion, I know that there are other members of the body that would like to make commendations. Then I would propose that we would all then break for just a moment to go to give our certifications and proclamations to these award recipients.
Thank you, Senator. The next seeking recognition was the Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would request unanimous consent under the same conditions as the Senator from the 8th. To introduce a very special
guest. Seeing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. It is my honor and pleasure today to recognize a good friend. Dr. Norm Freiberger received his dental degree from St. Louis School of Medicine in 1959. He served his country as a general dentist in the United States Air Force from 1959 to 1961. He was discharged with the rank of captain. He established a solo practice of general dentistry in St. Charles in 1961 and continued his practice in St. Charles for 37 years until his retirement in 1998. He assisted with the establishment of a dental clinic for the elderly with volunteer dentists at St. Joseph Health Center and became the director of the clinic in 2001. And he continues to this day serving in that capacity. And I was proud to work with him a little bit on that endeavor. And he is celebrating 50 years as a licensed dentist. And I'd like my colleagues to welcome
with
him.
Would the guest and senator from the 23rd please rise and be welcomed by the Missouri Senate. Senator from Monroe, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Introduction of special guest, Mr. President.
Seeing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my right and your left, Mr. President, we have the doc of the day. So if you're not feeling so well, we want you to feel well before you leave. And I'm sir, Dr. Michael Buckstein can take care of you, and he will have the Senate running on all 8 cylinders and feeling good before he heads back home to Hannibal at the Hannibal Clinic, where He serves there in that capacity. Thank you, Mr. President.
Would the doctor of the day please rise to be welcomed? Senator from the 10th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would also seek unanimous consent to introduce special guests under the same conditions that we've heard here. First of all, I'd like
Same
to introduce...
No objection. Please proceed.
Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce Dr. Dorsey Moore here from Kansas City today. Dr. Moore is a graduate of the University of Missouri Kansas City School of Dentistry. He's got a long and established practice in Kansas City. Here today, because he's celebrating 50 years of being a licensee, over 50 years, I'm excited to say that he also has a loving family who admires him greatly. Those members include his wonderful wife and his two children, also three grandchildren and one great-grandchild. So please make him welcome today.
Would the Senate please welcome Dr. Moore and thank him for his service. Senator from the 10th.
I would like to introduce today if Dr. Ronald Davis is here. Dr. Davis, I've been told, is now from Wichita, which causes kind of a problem here in Missouri, as we're big Tigers fans. But you are formerly from Kansas City, and we are so happy to be able to recognize you here today. I was told that Dr. Davis is actually graduated of University of Missouri Kansas City School of Dentistry in 1959. It's my understanding that in Wichita, he currently practices general dentistry 3 days a week, and he shares his office with his son, Dr. Mark Davis. Dr. Davis has a long established career. We're excited that his family members are absolutely committed to his practice, including his devoted wife of 56 years, his three sons and five grandchildren.
Would the Senate please welcome Dr. Davis? Senator from the first, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President, to seek unanimous consent.
Seeing no objection, please proceed.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce a special guest to the body, Mr. President. Dr. Ellis Memos has been a dentist in the St. Louis area for 50 years. He graduated from St. Louis University School of Dentistry in 1959, served his country in the United States Air Force for 2 years as a dentist, attaining the rank of captain. He's married to his wife, Patricia, and they have a son, Michael, and a daughter-in-law, Laura. The good doctor is being honored today by the Missouri Dental Board for 50 years of service to the citizens of Missouri, and I would hope that my colleagues would make him feel very welcome to the Senate today.
Dr. Memos, please stand and be welcomed by the Missouri Senate. Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Unanimous consent for introduction of a very special guest.
Seeing no objection, please proceed.
I have joining me from St. Joseph, Dr. James Trout, and Dr. Trout has, again, been licensed 50 years. He was licensed in 1959, and that was the year I was born. So he's been practicing dentistry for a long time. He's a graduate, his undergrad degree is from University of Kansas, but I think he has a gold tie on today, so that's... at least we got the right colors in the state. I just want to tell you, Dr. Trout and his family, they were just wonderful citizens of St. Joseph and his kids, and they've done so much. His son's in practice, and they mean a great deal to our community. So he's a good friend. Glad to have him here and glad to recognize his years of service in dentistry, not only to St. Joseph, but also to the state of Missouri.
Dr. Trout, please stand and be welcomed by the Missouri Senate. We thank each of these professionals for the impact they've made on Missouri lives, and thank you for the long years of service. And I think there's some resolutions to be presented there on the side, and if you have one of those, please proceed, and we will proceed with the discussion. Senator from Cape, for what purpose do you?
Thank you, Mr. President. I think I had the floor at that time in an inquiry with the Senator from Buchanan. I think we've made our points with the Senator from Buchanan. I would now request to inquire the Senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield?
I yield.
He yields. Proceed, please.
Senator, I'd ask for this inquiry because we had talked outside this body, and we talked last night. We talked after the committee hearing yesterday, and it's my understanding that you have serious concerns about this nominee and the one that's on his desk that's going to be nominated for. Is that correct?
I do, Senator, and I, you know, for the benefit of the body, I don't take this lightly. And I do not take this without sincere thought on what is the best interest of the state of Missouri. Not what's in the best interest of a former politician with political connections to get the nomination, but what is in the best interest of the state of Missouri, the temperament. And it's my belief, and I'm not sure, I didn't have the chance to research this, but it's my belief that this individual ran for judicial office in his own home district and lost. So even the people that was there, if that's true, if my memory serves correct, weighed him as a judicial officer and found him wanting.
Well, Senator,
so I do have serious concerns.
I know you have serious concerns, and I have no desire, and I believe that you have no desire to spend a long period of time maybe elaborating on the faults of the possible nominees, that it would be better that if there's something possibly be worked out, that the governor and the nominee get that done, as similar as we did with the junior senator from St. Charles last year on a nominee, and then bring the nominee back to the floor if something's worked out. In the absence of working something out, then I think that the writing's on the wall and it won't happen. So it would be my intention that if you, after this inquiry, if you establish the fact that you are going to continue to talk on this subject, then I will go to the senator from Monroe and ask that he withdraw this nomination. And I would ask the senator from the 16th not even to nominate the next one. And if something could be worked out, great, we're all for it, bring it back. If not, let's not sit here for hours and talk about people or read books or whatever. Let's get on with business and go on. If that would be okay with
yeah,
you.
Fair enough, Senator. Deal.
Deal. All right.
Thank deal you, or Mr. no deal?
Deal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You've got the Howie Mandel haircut.
You still have
so.
You still have the floor.
I still have the floor, and I just wanted to say, Senator, thank you very much. Deal. I guess it was a deal or no deal question, and I'll say deal. And with that, Mr. President, with the discussions that I had with the senator from St. Francis, I yield the floor.
Does any other senator wish to speak on the motion before the body? Senator from Monroe?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I would like to withdraw the motion of Phil Smith for Administrative Hearing Commission.
Please send the motion back. Senator from Buchanan. Please send the report back. Senator Buchanan.
Mr. President, would you please send that committee report back?
The committee report shall be returned. Senator from...
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Seeing no announcements, Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, January 25th, 2010.
You heard the motion from the Senator from St. Francis. All those with opinion, the motion shall prevail. Say aye. Opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is adopted. The Senate will stand adjourned until next Monday at 4 o'clock.